This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. French bishops said on Friday they accepted the Catholic Church bore a, quote, institutional responsibility in the many thousands of child abuse cases documented in a shock report, an admission many abuse victims had been pushing for. The bishops' conference at its annual meeting also recognized the church was guilty of allowing the abuses to become systemic. The conference president said a month after the report detailed the abuse of 216,000 minors over seven decades, quote, this responsibility implies a duty to provide justice and reparation, the archbishop said following a vote by the bishops. On October 5th, an independent commission examining abuses between 1950 and 2020 called them a, quote, massive phenomenon that had been covered up by decades by a veil of silence. The nearly 2,500-page report in France found that the vast majority of victims were pre-adolescent boys from a variety of social backgrounds. The UN rights chief on Friday branded, quote, deeply disturbing the recent military takeover in Sudan and urged diplomats in Geneva to take appropriate action to step up monitoring. The UN Human Rights Council convened a special session to discuss a draft resolution presented by Britain, Germany, Norway, and the United States condemning the coup. The resolution calls for the, quote, immediate restoration of the civilian-led government and increased rights monitoring after General Abdel Fattah Burhan, Sudan's de facto leader, last week dissolved the government. The UN rights chiefs told the meeting, quote, military takeover is deeply disturbing. This is VOA News. The Vatican on Friday officially announced that Pope Francis will visit Cyprus and Greece, including the island of Lesbos that hosts many foreign migrants on December 2nd through 6th. The announcement of the trip was further confirmation the 84-year-old Pope has fully recovered from intestinal surgery in July. It was made as he was paying a visit to thank staff at the hospital where he was operated on. Francis was in the hospital for 11 days in July, during which he underwent surgery to remove part of his colon, which had narrowed. Britain's Interior Ministry said Friday a record-breaking number of 853 migrants crossed the channel in small boats on a single day this week. The Home Office said British authorities had rescued or intercepted at least 853 migrants in 25 separate incidents on Wednesday. This exceeds a previous high figure of 828 set in late August and is the highest number since the crisis began. The past 3 years has seen a significant rise in attempted channel crossings by migrants, despite warnings of the dangers in the busy shipping lane between northern France and southern England, which is subject to strong currents and low temperatures. According to an account by Britain's domestic news agency PA, more than 21,000 migrants have made the crossing to Britain in small boats since the beginning of this year, more than double the figure for the whole of 2020. Attempted crossings increased this week due to favorable weather and excellent visibility, as well as migrants wanting to get over before the winter. The COVID-19 pandemic has worsened in 10 Russian regions despite a week-long nationwide workplace shutdown designed to curb a surge in infections, a senior Russian official said on Friday. At least 5 out of 85 regions have decided to extend so-called non-working days announced by President Vladimir Putin last month into next week. But most, including Moscow, will resume work next Monday, with some requiring shoppers or visitors to present a QR code on their mobile phones to prove they've been vaccinated or previously infected with the virus. Russia was quick to develop and launch its Sputnik vaccine when the pandemic struck last year, but uptake has been slow, with many Russians distrustful of authorities and nervous of taking it. The government coronavirus task force said collective immunity in the country stood at 48% on Friday. That's a slight increase from 46.8% a week ago, just before the start of the workplace shutdown. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.